Good afternoon, Audioboo. Dean Reed here from peakroots.com, and I'm continuing my exploration of the Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site. So today I've come to the Silk Museum, which is located at the very southern tip of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And I'm here with a chap called Jeff.
Hi there.
Hiya. Could you tell me a little bit more about what the mill was when in its original days, when it was first devised? And
yeah, sure. It was a silk mill originally, built in 1721.
Yep.
And it was described really as the first factory in the world, because it was using the water power of the Derwent to power machinery, and the workers worked on a shift system as well.
Yep.
So it had moved. It was really the birth of the Industrial Revolution was on this site, I guess.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So I went up to the Cromford Mill the other week, and it was, they've got signs there saying that that's the first factory, and then it's like conflicting sort of like stories.
We were a bit earlier. This mill was a bit earlier, but obviously the mill as it stands today is not the original mill, because it burnt down in 1910.
Right.
So it was built on the original footprint, and the only really, the surviving parts are some stone arches by the riverside. So if you walk along the riverside path, see the stone arches, that's the original mill. So obviously Cromford, they're lucky in that they've got still got a lot of their waterways and the original fabric.
So who actually devised this place then? How did it come about, the gentleman that
John Lom originally, with an engineer called George Shurricold, set up the mill. There's a story about John Lom going to Italy to do a bit of industrial espionage to get to work out, because the Italians were already got spinning machines.
Yeah.
So he basically stole the ideas and then employed it here, but on a bigger scale. Previous to that, it was more like a cottage industry, but he concentrated the machinery on this site.
Yeah.
And then subsequently, it's said, because the Italians found out that he was murdered.
Yeah.
But this is only sort of
just a hearsay.
It's a hearsay, but he did die quite young, actually, so it's possible that happened, actually.
I think I read somewhere that he was supposedly poisoned.
That's how it goes.
All
but ironically, I found out there was a programme about it on East Midlands Today.
Yeah.
A guy had done about the murder, and he found out that the information that he'd gone after was available in the Bodleian Library in Oxford. Right. And it had been there for about 10 years, so he didn't. He took the risks. He didn't need to take that risk, really, but there we go. You know,
so you say this is not the original mill that was built back then. How has it changed? And if people come here today, how authentic can it be? Is the original shape sort of the same? Or
It's still on the same foundations, but now it's three floors, whereas originally it was five, but in the same height.
Okay.
And the tower that you see on the top was built to the original design as well. But it's been knocked about quite a bit. And because originally you got a big weir ahead of the mill, the water level now is quite a bit higher.
Okay.
So that's a big difference. And also, originally, this mill was like on an island.
Okay,
you came over a bridge to get to this side.
Yeah.
And the mill flume went by it.
Yeah.
That's actually been recently, we had it landscaped outside, and that mill flume is represented in some greyer stone you'll see outside the mill.
Excellent.
And the footprint of the bridge.
Yeah.
And also what was called the Doubling Shop, which is another building adjacent.
Okay.
And when they were doing the work, the new landscaping, a few years ago, they actually unearthed the foundations of some of these structures. So they're still there.
Yeah.
But because the water levels changed that much, we couldn't leave that unearthed because we're already prone to flooding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shame. So, you know, you've got to step down with the weir, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the original buildings are now probably about 10 feet below the surface that you get outside the mill now. So it's quite different.
Excellent. What I didn't say to Jeff before we started on Audioboo, I've only got a 5-minute limit at the minute, so what I'll do is I'll stop this now and then I'll come back and hopefully Jeff can answer a few questions about what function the mill takes on today. Okay, so bye for now.